Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys that will hopefully unlock the door to your happiness. And that's what I'm shooting for, trying to help you find your own happiness.
And if you've got something you want to tell me, you can text me real quick. Let me know. 304-506-3332. Talk to me. Tell me something. Send me an emoji. I don't give a crap. Send me something. I dare you. It's a challenge. And if it's early in the morning and you're got your coffee in one hand and your cereal in the other and you just figured it'd be a good time for a positive podcast, say, Alexa, play Be Positive, Stay Positive, and you'll get the latest episode. So that's kind of cool. Also, big news, still working on my book. It should be out late in the summer. I'm shooting for that. And the book is going to be called The Positive Perspective. Can't wait to get that finished. It's great. If you've got something you want me to talk about, if you need a new perspective on something that's going on in your life, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll give you a shout out on the air, man. Just like Tiffany in the Philippines. Cool. Listening on Spotify. Hey, Tiffany, how's it going? Thanks for listening to the show. And thanks for taking the time to talk to me. It's great. Also, Jackson in Oregon. Jackson, thanks. He's listening on Stitcher. All right. And so today's show is how do I stop giving up? I've heard this from a lot of people. I've gotten texts from people and email saying that they like the show. They're very positive and they start on a roll and then they just don't finish what they're setting out to do and they just give up, right? Okay, so I got this letter, so let me read this to you. It says, how does one person start doing what they want to do? Good question. Specifically, personal projects you want to tackle. I've always heard about the power of do, but I've never been in a creative slump that I have no idea what to do. So I would have this project that I'm set up to do. I would have deadlines and steps to achieve it and the idea and the ambition to make it happen. However, I always fall short either because I had other commitments that are equally as important to achieve or it took a while for me to finish even 2/3 of the task and I gave up. Well, I'm going to stop right there, okay? It's the other commitments. Everything that you do in life is a choice. So if you're falling short because you have other commitments, it's because those commitments are more valuable to you than what you're trying to accomplish. So if you're not completing something, it's because you don't want to. Because if you wanted to, you would do whatever it takes to complete that task. It might take longer than you want to, but giving up, it shouldn't be an option. So anyway, let me continue with the letter. All right. I still don't want to give up on my projects, but I feel like every day I'm losing an opportunity to finish the projects. The more days I don't finish the project, the more I feel discouraged. There are even days that I said I will finish this project before a certain date because I want to cover this topic during on the optimal timing. But as time gets closer, I felt like I'm procrastinating and I've had other family obligations or commitments to focus on. Therefore, in the end, it wasn't finished. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Well, it didn't get finished because you didn't want to finish it. That wasn't the most important thing. Spending time with family or doing your job or whatever it was is the most important thing to you, not finishing whatever task it is you're trying to finish. Whether it's learning an instrument or creating a YouTube channel or writing a book or whatever it is, if you're not doing it, it's your own fault. No one's going to do things for you. So if there's something you want to do, you have to do it. Whatever you have to do to get to where you want to get to. And if you have to sacrifice family time to do it, if that's what you have to do to get to your dream, then that's what you have to do. So you can't really say that, you are giving up. And how the question is, how do I stop giving up? All right, so let's get back on topic here. So you're continuously giving up on projects and blaming it on other situations. So how do you stop? Maybe give yourself a longer time period and don't look at the project as one entire project. Okay, a lot of times it's easier to break it into bits. Let's say if you were writing a book, you wouldn't sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a book. No, you sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a sentence. Let me start with an idea and just write a sentence and then just keep writing, you know. Or if you want to shoot video and you want to make your YouTube channel, excuse me, and you're camera shy, You know how you get over that? You turn the camera on, you record yourself, you upload it, and you have, boom, you have your terrible first video. Everybody has them. You know, anybody who's ever uploaded a video has the worst video they've ever made. So get it out of the way and do it. So if there's something that you want to do, don't give up. If you really want to get to it, if it takes longer than anticipated, then extend the time. But don't say, well, I didn't meet my deadline, my personal deadline that I created for myself, so it didn't get done, I'll move on. No. And then don't, that's a cop out. So you extend it and you work harder towards it. And you start thinking about how much time you're devoting to your actual goal. And if you're not devoting enough time to it to get to the goal, then it's unrealistic to, think you're going to accomplish it. So a lot of times, like, the baby steps, take the little chunks and just start with small successes. So little achievements along the way, to where you would just say you would write the first paragraph and then you finish that and you read that and go, oh, okay, you get inspired, write another one. And then just do it. The only way to stop giving up is to stop giving up. It's almost like a double meaning sentence. How do I stop giving up? Well, you stop giving up. So when you actually give up and you say, oh, it didn't happen. This dream I have, this thing I want to do, whatever this accomplishment I wanted to do, it didn't happen. Well, did you die? No. You're still talking about it. You're thinking about it. You still have a breath in your body. Then you still have the opportunity to achieve it, whatever it is. Okay? So giving up isn't an option. It might take 10 times as long to accomplish it, but if there's something that you really want in life and something you want to accomplish in life and you just say, oh, I couldn't do it. Well, the word can't, it's the old saying, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. So when you start a project, if in your mind you're saying, okay, I'm going to be whatever, I'm going to write a book and it's going to be done in 6 months and I'm going to be a number one best-selling author. And then you overwhelm yourself with the pressure and don't get it done. 6 months goes by and you say, oh, I guess I couldn't do that. And you give up because you never really made the effort in the first place. If you're making the effort and your letter says that you're getting 2/3 of it done and then you give up, you have to ask yourself, why am I giving up when I'm 2/3 of the way there? And you know you're there and you feel yourself giving up, and ask yourself why. You have to ask why. Is it because you don't feel like finishing it? Do you feel like if you get to the end and it's not 100% perfect, or it's not something that somebody else envisions, that it's going to be worse, it's going to be bad for you? No. To accomplish the task, whatever it is a good feeling. And you have to see it through, because if you're getting 2/3 of the way through, you're a self-starter and you can actually get into the meat of whatever it is that you're doing, the progress. But if you stopped after all that work, I'd be mad at myself if I stopped after 2/3 of the work was done. I'd have to ask myself, why did I quit? Why did I quit? I put all that work and time into it. Now it's just wasted. So why did I quit? How can I quit when I don't know the outcome? You know, this is you're stepping into the river of the unknown and it feels uncomfortable. Maybe you got to take some chances. Maybe you have to change a little bit of your lifestyle or who you're hanging out with or how much you're is going out or whatever it is. But maybe you do that for a while and achieve the goal and complete something. So it's up to you. So the only way I can say is, how do I to respond to the title of this whole show? How do I stop giving up? You stop giving up. Now think about that. It's all in how you say it. How do I stop giving up? Well, you stop giving up. So if you don't give up and what's the phrase? Keep on keeping on and all that good stuff. There's good motivational things, but there should be your motivation to complete the task and to feel that rush of energy when you actually accomplish something that you want to accomplish, and you step back and look at it and go, yeah, man, I did it. And then you do it again with something else, and then you start to become successful and happy and all that good stuff. So how do you stop giving up? My only recommendation is stop giving up, man. That's it. You just kind of push through it. And that's about it. That's all I can really say on this. And I hope what I said helped a little bit. Whoever wrote this in, I think maybe it'd been Jackson. I don't know. But anyway, I appreciate everybody who's listening. I hope everybody's staying safe and healthy out there in these crazy times.
Well, that's it. That's the show. Thanks a lot for listening to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. Remember to check out the merchandise at bepositivepodcast.com. Click on the merch and pick yourself up something from the store. That'll help me get this book out. Also, if you want to send me a text, 304-506-3332, and I'll get right back to you. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.